Emergency preparedness zones for nuclear plants are currently set at a 10-mile radius around plants and a 50-mile ingestion zone to protect against contaminated food and water. Head of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, Timothy Judson, says emergency zones have been required since the Three Mile Island accident in 1979.
Having emergency evacuation plans and emergency response plans is part of the social contract with nuclear power and has been in the U.S. for over 40 years now.
One NRC commissioner has said it's a radical departure from past practices. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has expressed concerns about the proposal to exempt the agency from evaluating evacuation plans. In support of the proposal, the Nuclear Energy Institute says NRC is modernizing their rules for new nuclear power designs that don't have the same risks as old designs. The NuScale Small Modular Reactor project at the Idaho National Laboratory could benefit from these new rules. But Judson says exempting this project from emergency planning regulations exposes why these rules are a bad idea.
They're designed to have 12 of these reactors all built in the same building. And together, those 12 reactors would be larger than many commercially operating nuclear reactors in the country right now.
Judson says this proposal would keep everyone, from utility companies to nearby communities, in the dark on nuclear safety plans.
Whether you support nuclear power or you don't support nuclear power, everyone supports nuclear safety.
The NRC is accepting public comment on this proposal through July 27th. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.